It's such a wonderful privilege to say good morning, Brother Antonio Soracci. It's nice to see you and your wife here at the church, and those of you that are visiting us also, we thank you for being here with us. At this time, we have a subject for today that it can be a little touchy. So make yourselves very comfortable, not so comfortable you start take a nap, okay? I want to make sure that you're aware. Very weak. But every time we talk about the truth or talk about lies, in our society we make people very uncomfortable. Why? Because we lie sometimes because we want to be comfortable. And that is a lie in itself, that anybody can find comfort in lying and deception. Sometimes people like to say, one of the worst things that I have heard in my life is that I love you. When the person did not mean it. Because I love you is a wonderful expression. Everybody likes to hear that. But how many times we hear that and it's not true? Sometimes we live in a society that just try to be friendly. We say things that we don't mean it. Happens in church. Happens in politics. Happens in family situations. Happens everywhere. So I would like to talk to you this morning. I would like to talk about the art of deception. Some people are getting very good at it. They got a doctorate degree in how to deceive. And believe me, we know where this all comes from. Here the scripture. I want you to call your attention. And sometimes for the sake to help you to focus on something, I even color them in a bulletin. The true worshipers, I emphasize that. Then we emphasize the Father. We emphasize also His Spirit and truth. And we emphasize the fact that it is important for us to have that in perspective when we talk about true worshipers. Okay? Today is the Lord's Day, Abba's Day. And I'm so glad to have a brother, Kelly. Please, some of you, I don't want you to feel jealous that I mentioned a few names, okay? It's wonderful to have a brother, Kelly, John, here with us too. To have a brother, Kelly, here because he always gives that amen, that feedback. And believe me, sometimes we need that feedback too. And you know, we appreciate it very much. Happy Sabbath and has been since the Lord established. Today's message, as we said, the art of deception. And I tried to find the most fancy way to put the word art, because I want to call attention, because it's any skill people have developed. And how do we become good in the art or anything else? Practice, right? Yes. We practice. Every art, the more you practice, the better you become. And that is the same thing in the art of deception. Sometimes people become so good at it that people almost believe them. In our bulletin, we have this picture. Fake or fact? It is hard to tell sometimes. And the past few years, we heard a lot about fake news. People use that as sometimes as a political statement. No, even before President Trump came to be to the stage, the fake news was already there. They were faking for a long time. The only time now is that they start talking about it. But it has been very disturbing, the public manipulation, and has been done this for centuries already by the place called north of us here, they call Hollywood. You know what that place they call Hollywood? You know, that place that creates lies. They live about lies and deception and so on. So what is deception, brothers and sisters? Do you know what deception is? If you see the truth, if you see a fact or a fake, can you tell the difference? It is the act of causing someone to believe something that is not true. And why would do anybody, it's much easier to handle the truth, and why would somebody go to the extent to try to create something that is not true? They have sometimes very selfish reasons. Most of the time it is selfish. Typically in order to gain some personal advantage. Or sometimes because they want to turn things around. You know why? Because they're trying to avoid responsibility. And so they blame somebody else. They create a lie to say, by the way, I didn't mean it. Yes, they did. Have you seen people sometimes say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. And actually they did. But because they got caught, they say, I'm sorry, which is another lie because they are not sorry at all. The art of deception. Deception is a really just fancy word. It's just a fancy word just to say it plainly, it's a lie. That's all it is. There are a lot of old words that we have created in order to disguise the lie, to make sure that the lie doesn't look like a lie. So we use the word fib. We say misleading. Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Nah, you didn't. Be careful. Take your time. Don't be rushed into say something that you don't mean it. Because every single lie, this is the first statement, very strong statement. Every single lie, it doesn't matter if you have intent to say or not, is accountable before God in judgment. Every single lie. So please, be careful. It's better for you to be late to say something than to be quick and say something that you regret. Take your time to open your lips because your ears are always open. Unless there's some medical situation there. But, you know, we are born with our ears open and our mouth should be closed most of the time. Deception is something destructive to others. But is also very, very destructive to ourselves. Every lie that we say destroy others, but the first one to be destroyed is ourselves. Quotes about deception. I have so many, but I put just few here. No man has a good memory, enough memory, to be a successful liar. You want to guess who said this? Somebody who has a very honorable life. Even though a very difficult life, but was very honorable. Abraham Lincoln. Somebody said almost the same thing. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. You even can save some better brain power. You know, you don't have to warn your brain. Try to say, oh, did I say this? What did I say? Tell the truth. And you will be relaxed. By the way, affects even your immune system. To tell the truth is good for your immune system. It's good for your own health. It gives you a peace of mind, less stress. Mark Twain said that. Lying is one of the quickest way to ruin a beautiful relationship. Let me say this. Any relationship, not only the beautiful one, any relationship can be destroyed by a lie. And that was, of course, Anonymous. I like this Anonymous guy or girl. They always say good things, but they're so humble they don't want to put their name there. A lie has speed. I like this one very much. A lie has speed. Oh, it is fast. But truth has endurance. Lie may, no matter how fast a lie can be, it will find out of its own speed will crash and will end. But truth will endure forever. Edgar, don't ask me who he is because I have no idea. I just know that he said something very nice. People start to lie more once that they start to care less. A person who lies to you does not care about you. Ouch. I told you that was not going to be comfortable. Rain Cooper. Even the statement of facts in such a manner so as to mislead is falsehood. So when somebody trying to make a statement but with the intention to hide the truth, that is also lying. Guess who said this? Yes, Ellen G. White said that. lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are His delight. Wow. Proverbs 12, verse 22. Lying lips are abomination. Do you know what the word abomination in the Bible means? Something that is disgusting to God. Something that caused God to vomit. That is the literal interpretation of the word abomination. What causes God to throw up. That's what is abomination. This individual here, anybody knows who he is? Or, I mean, who he was. In the grave, he still is. Truth and reason are eternal. They have prevailed and they will eternally prevail. Reason and truth. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, this was part of what he wrote to Samuel Knox in February 200 some years ago. It's still truth until this day. Shading the truth. We have become a culture that is more and more accepting of, or at least more tolerant, or perhaps even desensitized to deception. It has become so common that we don't mind just to repeat what everybody else says. I don't know how many of you heard in saw in the news this man that decided that he cannot do well as he compete with other men. So he decided to put on a dress and then sign to compete among the women. And now he's winning. I'm going to stop there. It has become part of our new normal. The state tell us, here is what you say. And we are not questioned. The state says, we repeat what they say. Or the high court says something, we keep repeating. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you something. You don't belong here. Don't get used to the language and the customs of this place, because you don't belong here. Start speaking like the kingdom, because that's where you are being prepared to go to. So please wake up. You don't belong here. Don't feel pressure to talk like everybody else around you, because this is gonna go to be burned. And you don't want to be burned. You don't want to be part of that. The Bible has a very strong and very clear position about deception. And I asked the Master Himself to speak. So He said, but let your brother and sister, yes, be yes. And let your no be no. There's no gray between the two. There's no an option between the two. So start playing that game, because that is deception. Or it is yes, or it is no. By the way, let me emphasize, you can be kind and tell the truth. You don't need to be rude just because you're telling the truth. Somebody comes to you and says, don't I look nice today? You can say, you look very ugly, because that's the truth. But that's your opinion. Have you noticed that people set you up to tell the lie? Yeah, people sometimes they manipulate you so good, they put you in a spot and says, now I dare you to tell me the truth. And you go, you give a smile and you go and lie. People say, don't I look beautiful? Yes, you look very different today. Very different according to what? Sometimes all that they want to say is a word of encouragement, but don't have to tell them a lie. Because lies do not encourage anybody, does not build anything, but lies is a destructive technique. Always brings destruction. Anything beyond this is evil of, let me translate that, of the evil one. That's what Jesus meant. Anything that passed this, it belongs to the evil one. Of evil. It says, 1 Corinthians 3:18, the New Living Translation, stop deceiving yourselves. You notice that some people like to lie to themselves. They stand in front of the mirror and say, oh, How gorgeous am I? They keep lying to themselves. If you think you are wise, according to the world standards, probably you're a fool if you think that much about yourself. It says, be humble. Because it's when you're humble, that's when you are become wise. There is no wisdom in pride. There is wisdom in humility. Amen. Ephesians 5 verse 6, this is a complete Jewish Bible. Let no one deceive you with empty talk. Don't we hear that a lot, right? For it is because of these things that God's judgment is coming on these who disobey Him. Let no one deceive you, including yourself. Because judgment will come. 1 John 1 verse 8, most of us know this very by heart. If you say to yourself, I have no sin. Oh, what a fool. You're deceiving yourself. And what is not in us when we say those things? Jesus is not in us, because that's what John meant. The truth, if you read the context of John, 1 John 1 and 2, he compares the law of God, the truth, Jesus, as the same. They are synonymous of each other. So when he says, when you say, I have no sin, Jesus is not in you. Because Jesus cannot be in one who live in a deceptive, you know, destructive way to say, I have no sin. You know what happened? When you say you have no sin, he says, I need no Savior. That's why Jesus is not there. Because you push him out by saying, I have no sin. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't you know that liars are not going to make it? And Paul gives a whole list. I'm not going to go through the whole list. He says here, do not deceive yourself. Fornicators will not, idolaters, adulteries, homosexuals, sodomites. None of them is going to go into the kingdom. You go to some churches today, they are saying, no, that's not true. Come as you be, you know, don't change. Just come as you are and you remain as you are. Do not be deceived. Sometimes people deceive themselves because they don't have the courage or the effort or the strength to accept and embrace the truth. Do not be deceived. Evil companions corrupt good habits. So, I am a good Christian. I'm very strong. I need to relate to people from other faiths or other places, or I have to turn on my good Sunday sermon to listen to because I need to have extra food. I don't know why you call that food. There are a lot of people out there call shrimp food. They call the cucaracha of the sea, which is lobster, they call that food. Just because you're food, it doesn't become food. You can pray over a cat 100 years and it will not turn into a dog. If it was born to be a cat, it's going to be a cat. It's going to meow until it dies. So don't think just because you ask a blessing upon a dog, it will become a cat, or a cat will be turned into a dog. That's the same thing with what is food is what is trash. It's not food. I told you it was going to be comfortable today. Do not be deceived. God is not a mocker. For whatever you plant, you will harvest. If you live a life of a lie, guess what is reserved for you? A very warm place. I should say hot. Very hot. And that's the truth. 2 Timothy 3 verse 13. But evil men and women, also, ladies, let's be inclusive, right? But every person and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. As closer we get to the end, the worse is going to be. Why? Because he is on the desperate mode. He already turned his machine into the desperate mode because he know he's running out of time. He is running out of time, and we are praising God because our time is just about to start. Deceiving and being deceived. Now, have you heard that there is a power that likes the color purple? Anybody knows what power is that? It likes the color purple. Daniel in Revelation talks about this power, the power that deceives. Which power is that? The dragon. And if you see the Chinese, they make the dragon in purple too. Red and purple sometimes. The beast. That's the favorite color. Her daughters. Let's not forget the daughters. They all like their mommy very much. They behave exactly like their mommy. And the false prophet. And the false prophet is growing and growing. He's become extremely strong in every part of the world. And spiritism, even some evangelical churches, that is number one priority for them. And they speak, they make noises, they say that the Holy Spirit is with them. It is everywhere. Even among some Catholic church, they also have the emphasis, spiritualism, the power that deceives. By the way, you have the dragon, one, the beast, two, her daughters, three, the false prophets, five. Now, they're all one. They're all part of the same bunch. Because there is no more than truth and the opposite, which is a lie. And actually, he created this in heaven. He told a lie to all the angels in heaven, all of them. But one third decided to follow him. So he told, the deceiver said to his angels, because it became his. The moment that they listened to him, it becomes his. Before they were God's angels, but at this time they became his. The moment they, and the same thing with us. We believe in a lie, we become slave of it. And the lie will rule our lives and ruin our lives. So he told them, believe. But he forgot to let them know that right in the heart of belief there is something that he was intent to implant on them. What is it? What do you see in the middle of the belief? You will not die. We can oppose the truth and we still survive. That was a lie. Anyone today that believes that they can stand against the truth and still live, it's a lie. It is the same lie. If there is one compliment that we can give to Satan, is that he is persistent. He says something and he never changes, just like God changes not. He's just the opposite, but he doesn't change. He keeps using the same thing. How dumb can we be? Why don't we wake up and realize that it's just a lie? Satan in the Garden of Eden, look what he did. In Genesis 3, verse 1 and 6, we're not going to go into all the verses, but I want to call your attention to this. He decided to talk to Eve and says, let's have a conversation. And by the way, brother and sister, when a liar comes to you and says, let's have a conversation, take off. Don't give your ears don't give opportunity. You have no idea how vulnerable your brain is. It doesn't matter if you have a gray hair, no hair, or any kind of hair. It doesn't matter how old you are. Don't put your eyes and your ears exposed to somebody who has only one intent, is to destroy you. So he said, let's negotiate, let's talk. Then he says, has God indeed doubt? You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Did God say that you cannot eat of any? This is what he does. He takes scriptures and he turns around. By the way, if you want to know if anybody's doing exactly what he did, go to church. I don't go. But if you go to any church on tomorrow, you'll find out that's the same thing, taking the scriptures and twisting around to try to say something else that the script does not say. He says, of every tree of the garden, you may... That's what God said. And look what he said. Did God say this? That he could not eat of anything? Oh, that, in other words, is God create all these fancy fruits just for you to look and starve? God told them, just says, this one here, you're going to wait. You're going to eat this one when I tell you. Not when you want, but when I tell you. And that's what the disobedience came. So she spent time looking into something that she should not. Let me speak to the young people here. All of you, all the young, oh, I'm glad that everybody looked, because everybody, we're going to live eternity, so we're all kids, right? We're all kids. But I want you to pay attention to this. Be careful to what you look at. Because what you're looking at may end up destroying your entire life. Be careful when you're looking to something that your conscience is already saying to you, this is not what you're supposed to be looking at. Be careful, because the deceiver will say to you, as he said to Eve. What did he say to Eve? Of course, belly Eve. Belly Eve. Eat Eve. Take it to your belly. Believe. It was a lie, because it says you will not die. And we have been dying since. Every day we die a little. Satan in the Garden of Eden, he denies the danger. He said, you will not die. And that is a lie, because sometimes we say, if I tell a lie, there is no consequence. Every single lie, there is consequence. And the consequence is death. What about false benefits? Constantly, society is being enticed. Vote for this, vote for that, because there are some benefits. False benefits. Your eyes will be open. Did God create Adam and Eve blind? Were their eyes already open? So when you already have something, and somebody says, if you do this, you have this, that's a lie, because you already have. The implication here says, this will cause you to have this when you already have. So that's a lie. It's misleading. But look what the lie was all about. And you will be like God. Duh. When you read Genesis 1, verse 26, 27, let us make human beings according to our image. You will be like God. In all creation, we are the only ones who are making precise like God. An image of God. Another lie. You already have. I cannot give you what you already have. And then he continues. And here is the worst of the lies. And there are pastors. Pastors in every single church, including Seventh-day Adventist churches, who is being victimized by this lie, saying that God knows good and evil. Brothers and sisters, it is not possible for God to know good and evil. One thing is to know of, another thing is to know. The Bible says to know is to become part intimate with. God cannot be intimate with evil. The word to know is to marry, to become one. God cannot be one with evil. So the devil was trying to say a lie. You guess what? If you do this, you'll be like God. Which God do you think he was talking about? He was talking about himself, the little g, so little I can barely see. The little g, that's what he was saying. If you do this, you're going to be like me. And guess what? She became like him, so did her husband. And here is a text that we have to include this one. You are of your father, the devil. By the way, Jesus was telling this to religious people. He was not talking this about the tax collectors. He was not this talking about the prostitutes. He was talking this to the religious people, the ones who live in a lie. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. In other words, you want to do his will. If you are a child of God, you do his will. If you are a child of a deceiver, you do his will. He was a murderer from the beginning, a destroyer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth. A liar, of course, because there is no truth in him. The truth here, there's no Jesus in him. There's no God in him. Okay? When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. A murderer from the beginning, a liar and father of it. Talking about father, here's a bunch, there are no fathers, but they insist to be called fathers. And they don't want to say fathers because they want to be somebody else's parent. They want to be called father because they say, I am God also. Just like the old one in the garden tried to tell Eve that he was a God, they are trying to say God also. But Jesus said this to you and I. And I know you heard this before, but you're going to hear again. I don't address anyone here on earth. Don't address anyone here on earth as Father. For only God in heaven is your spiritual Father. Amen. Only God in heaven is your spiritual Father. But Pastor, it's so common. Everybody does. Okay, if everybody goes to hell, see you want to go, follow it. Please be a little bit wise, folks. Don't do things that you are not born a monkey to that you have to imitate everybody else. You, God gave you a gift of a reason. You have to be accountable for what you choose to do in life. I don't address anyone here on earth as Pope, for only God in heaven is your heavenly Papa. Don't call anybody Pope, Papa, or whatever it is, or Abba, because there. Do you know why he wants to be called that, right? Because in Daniel says clear that this little horn who is going to come up and will have names of blasphemy, he wants to be called God. And every time somebody calls him Father or Holy Father, they are calling him God. And he likes it. Oh yeah, he likes it. He go ahead, kiss here, and they put his finger, and the people kiss and kneel before it, even presidents. And the Bible says that was going to happen. All the governors from the whole world will fall their way to Rome. Only God in heaven is your God. So I don't address anyone on earth as God. For only God in heaven is your God. You don't have no other God. So do not make any other God. Sometimes, contrary to our own will, if you look, and I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but if you look in 1 Kings, there, Kings 13, there's a story about a good prophet who wants to do the right thing. So when he came and people tried to tempt him, he resisted until another prophet decided to lie to him and got him in trouble. This young prophet was sincere. He had the right intention. It's just like you, my brother and sister, because you are a prophet. A prophet is somebody who carries the message of God, so you are a prophet in that sense. But he was deceived by someone else. A false prophet, somebody who pretend to be older and more experienced on the same faith, from the same church, lied to him. And if you read the story, he paid with his own life for listening to a lie. What a wonderful career that Ben was going to have. But because he listened to a lie. Have you heard the Laodiceans before? Have you heard about them? Here is a question that you have to be careful before you answer. I'm going to ask the question, but be careful. Please do not volunteer any answer, please. Just think about it. Who are the Laodiceans? I hope nobody here will say we are. Okay, because to be a Laodicean is a choice. Some people look at this, I have heard pastors address the Laodiceans as we have no choice. Because the prophecy says that we are the last days, we are the Laodiceans. No, that's not true. That's not what the Bible is teaching. The Bible is teaching there is 7 different churches. And this church of Vista can be Ephesus, can be Thyatira. We can be any one of the 7. All that determines which church you are is how you behave, is how you're committed to serve God. So don't tell yourself that you are a Laodicea unless you speak like this. I am rich. I have become very wealthy. I have no need for church, for religion, for anything. I got everything that I need. If you speak like that, you are a Laodicean. Sadly, you are. Sometimes, contrary to our own will, we listen to false teachers, as you can see in Jeremiah 23, Romans 16, 2 Peter 2. The Bible talks about false teachers. Sadly, in our culture, deception has become so much in practice, in every level. Today, there was a time, since I came to the United States, there was a time a politician would say one lie, would be caught saying one lie. It doesn't matter what party he was from. His life, his career was destroyed, was over. Now, we heard, I don't know how many of you heard on television, one very key politician being questioned by the Senate. 23 times that person said, I don't recall. And that individual got a law degree, so he got it very skillful and say, I don't recall. I don't recall. What else can you do when somebody says, I don't recall? They try every single way to try to trick the person, but the person, it was very, very skillful in the art of deception. I don't recall. Isn't it sad that even in church today, and I'm talking about every single church, is being tempted to have a shady aspect of the truth? There are some social pressures that are telling the church, you must behave like this or else. And some churches are not willing to pay the price to hold to the truth. So what they do, they compromise so that they cannot be labeled. They are so much afraid to be labeled that they are compromising. And I hope none of you will be part of this kind of church. Amen. Apostasy. It is a terrible word, isn't it? Apostasy. What is the image of apostasy in your mind? According to the Bible, that's what is apostasy is all about. A power that deceives. Those that are, as Paul said, they were with us, but they did not belong with us. I hear all the time people just say, I used to be a Seventh-day Adventist, but I converted to Catholicism. I say, what? Oh, I used to be a Seventh-day Adventist. Now I am Jehovah's Witness. No, you are never a Seventh-day Adventist. Because if you were, you would still be one.
Amen.
You deceived yourself. You came into the church because it was a social club, a place where your father was or your mama was, so you came in. You came into the church and you pretend to be part of the church. But you never took time to read the word and really know what the church means when you say, I am a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. Brothers and sisters, you need to move out of your comfort zone and you need to do some more reading. You need to know what is a Seventh-day Adventist. When somebody stops you and says, what are you on a Seventh-day Adventist? What it means? I hope the only thing you have come to your mind is, oh, I keep the Sabbath. Because some people, their only definition of being a Seventh-day Adventist, that's all that they have to say. Being a Seventh-day Adventist is more than just stay off on the seventh day of the week. Matthew 7:21-23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom, because that's a lie. Many people think that just because they preach, because they call themselves Christians, they will be in the kingdom. Jesus Christ says, no, that's not so. He says, many say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in your name? We have large churches. We have a huge multi-million dollars ministry. We feed the poor. We send money to Ukraine. We did money to Africa. We have projects in Africa. We have projects in South America. We have done this. We spoke in languages. We spoke in tongues. We called the sick and the sick stood up. We cast out demons. We did all these wonderful things. And Jesus will say, I have no idea who you are. I have never seen you in my church. Oh, we have been in church. I said, no, I'm talking about my church. I haven't seen you in my church. You have gone all your life into a church, but you have not been in my church. You practice lawlessness. In some verse says, you break the law. You don't have no joy. Blessed is he or she who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which is written, because the time is near. The time is near, brothers and sisters. We cannot allow ourselves to be deceived. Never give up praying. And when you pray, keep alert and be grateful always. And one more advice, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. We will not be deceived if we know where the truth is. You don't need to spend too much time thinking what is wrong. Look what is right. And your ability to know what is right will save you from being wrong. May the Lord bless you today, the chosen people. Live with the truth, because there is no life outside the truth. Amen. You came in to the ark. You stay inside the ark until the flood is over. When the Lord will knock at the door and says, go ahead, you may open the door because you're ready to come to the kingdom. Amen. May God bless each one of you. Don't allow yourselves to be deceived. Keep your faith. Amen. Faith is the victory. Believe.